It's a Fly Friday here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, and who to help us celebrate this Fly Friday?
Who is it?
Other than the one and only number one lady at the box office, Madea Williams.
How y'all doing? Yes, indeed. Now, they tell me this is gospel radio, so I got to watch my mouth.
Yes, slow.
Well, just watch it for a little while. I mean, there's some stuff can slip out. Not everything.
Well, you know, that's going to be hard for me, honey, because I speak my mind. I say what's on my mind the way it's on my mind. But I'm going to try to do the right thing. Hallelujah.
How y'all doing?
What's going on? First of all, I have to say I love you with all my heart. You are such a wonderful man. You are a wonderful producer, actor, all of the things that you do, philanthropist, owner, operator. I'm just so thankful that you are who you are, where you are.
Thank you, Yolanda. You know, I've known you for a long time, and you see where God has brought me from, so thank you so much.
And I say all the time that God trusts certain people.
Yeah, sure.
And isn't it a blessing that he can trust you? Man,
oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? The pressure, it is so humbling to think that. I'm like, God, you trust me with all of this stuff? Mm-hmm. You trust me to do the right thing with all of this stuff, with all of these people? Right. You trust me? Let me tell you something. That right there, but see, that kind of trust doesn't come all at once. That is proving you over time. Wow. That is preparing you from childhood to get you to a point where he can trust you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a sweet thing, though. It's a sweet thing.
Tyler Perry, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Good morning, Tyler. This is AV. So many things that you see from Madea, like Yolanda said, to the sitcoms, the television shows. I know you got some action movies coming up. It's just so many wonderful things that God has blessed you with and the vision that you have, especially with Madea. Just talk a little bit about the things that God has shown you and the things that you bring to us today.
I think the most difficult part of having a vision is having it when nothing is going right.
Come on now.
When nothing is going right, when nothing is in place, when nothing is, it seems like it's going to ever happen. And people who have the vision, you have it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But without it, you perish.
Yeah.
I named the mantra of the studio a place where even dreams believe, which means that there comes a time in your life where your dreams will become so difficult and so hard for you to believe and so hard for you to keep going that the dream will have to believe for you, just as it did for David when he was going through, Joseph when he was going through all the things that he was going through.
Yes.
His dreams had to help him believe. So what I try to do is to keep my vision sharp, to keep the line clear to God, to make sure that I can hear, to make sure that I am on to the next thing. And I'm always trying to be subtly led. I just want to be subtly led. It's because a lot of times it doesn't come in big, loud voices.
No, it doesn't.
You have to be able to hear a whisper on the wind. And when you feel like, when I feel that it's time to move on, I feel that it's time to do something, you know, I really, really try and follow it. So having a vision is really about being extremely sensitive to the Holy Spirit and trying to understand what and which way God is moving you. And I'm telling you, there have been times in my life where I did not know, where all chaos starts breaking loose.
Yes.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I have since learned that that is God getting me to move into a place where I had moved where I was supposed to.
Speaking of moving, Madea's moving down south. Madea's witness protection. She's going to be dealing with a dysfunctional family. Tell us a little bit about this brand new movie.
You know what I thought? I was sitting with a friend, and they said the punishment for Bernie Madoff should have been this. He should have had to move in with Madea, and that's where this movie idea came from. So I went and found the funniest people I can, like Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond, and Eugene Levy, and Denise Richards, and Marla Gibbs, and John Amos, and Romeo, and put them all in the movie. And this thing, it's the funniest one. It is nonstop funny from the time it starts to play, I'm telling you.
Tyler Perry, this is Marcus. I see you're nowhere near lazy. You wrote the movie, produced the movie, directed the movie. You starred in the movie. I want to know, did you supply the food for the movie?
You know, I did all that, man. I can't stand lazy people, and I can't stand... You know what else bothers me, too, about people? Is that when you're always trying to think, oh, that's not my job. Everything is your job. Whatever it takes to get the job done, it is your job.
Huh.
So I'm one of those people that I believe in doing whatever it takes to make it happen. I've always been that way. Hmm. And look, I could write a book on that, especially in the church.
Yes, sir.
Especially in the church. I'm a deacon and I don't do that. I'm the usher and I don't do that. It's everybody's job to make sure we all get to the same goal.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Perry's Madea's witness protection.
It's in the theater right now.
You got to go see it. You got to make make it number one again, as we do with all of his movies. Tyler,
yes.
I want to say something really quick. You are one of the most compassionate men I know.
Wow.
And I am so grateful that Whitney had a friend like you.
Thank you.
Because everybody could not bear that burden with her.
Yeah.
And I love the way that you have embraced Bobby Christina.
Yeah.
I saw your E-Access and all of those interviews about how folks were talking about Bobby Christina crying on the set and things
right,
like
yeah.
that. And you were like, look, my mom's been gone for a couple of years, and I still have those moments.
Yeah.
I love that about you. Thank you so much for being that kind person. Mm. You've always been kind. You've never been obnoxious or anything like that. But when it comes to the heart of things, things people don't see about you.
Right.
I love that part of you, and I'm so proud of you. I love you with all my heart.
Thank you, Yolanda. Thank you. That's friends with Whitney for years, and nobody knew it because
right.
it was private, you know. And even now with her daughter and me trying to help her, the reason I put her on the show was simply so that she can, because what I found is when you lose somebody you love, you have to be around people that
yes, you
trust.
Do. Yes, you do.
Because if you're around the wrong people, it'll really get worse and really mess you up. So that's what it was about for her. And I want everybody to pray for her because
yes.
I'm telling you, she is still having a very hard time with
oh,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is her mother, and people,
yeah.
and to be in the spotlight
mm-hmm.
and in the press and have the blogs and everybody talking about you and hunting you down like you're some sort of animal
mm-hmm.
where you can't even get a place of peace. I'm telling you, if I could just get the saints of God to just lift her up in prayer,
wow.
I feel like she would have hope. It is tough, and she's going through it, but I have been doing all I can to
mm-hmm.
be there for her. So, and I just, if we all pray, I know it's all going to be all right.
Yes, sir. Tyler Perry, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Madea's Witness Protection in theaters today.
Yes.
And I wonder, Mr. Perry, if Madea could step back up to the mic. Her world view on just a lot of hot topics that's going
on. Oh,
yes,
I love to. What y'all want to talk about?
First of all, LeBron James. You know, he went from Cleveland to Miami. Now he has a championship.
Well, I don't know LeBron. I ain't never met LeBron. Is he Ken LeBron? Which Brown is that, man? Which Brown is that? Y'all got to tell me who that is, man.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Madea. What about the upcoming election? You've got Romney and President Obama.
All I know is I'm going out and vote for who I vote for, because, you know, I ain't no Republican. I ain't no Republican. I'm sorry. I just can't be no Republican. Do I look like I'm a new Ginger fan? Do I look like I'm a new Ginger fan? I ain't new Ginger fan at all. And so I'm going on and vote for Obama. I think he did good these 4 years. I want him to have another 4 to see what he can do.
Now, what about this whole battle in the Church of Contemporary and Traditional? Has the church gone too worldly?
Well, listen, until the church get a bar, I won't know because I ain't going up in there. That's when it's too early. When I can go up in there and roll a joint and sit there and have a drink, that's when it's got too early. That's all I want to do.
Witness Protection in studios now. Make it number one this weekend. We love you, Tyler Perry.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, bye, babe.
Talk to you guys soon.